You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's sentencing day for Michael Flynn. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and President Trump tweeted, "Good luck," to the national security advisor he fired. Flynn lied to the FBI, then cooperated with the special counsel's Russia probe. The president again called that a witch hunt and hoax. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan will sentence Flynn here in Washington. His lawyers have asked him to consider the circumstances surrounding a January 2017 interview with FBI agents claiming they entrapped him into lying. Special Counsel Robert Mueller said Flynn chose to lie and knew better. Mueller's recommended no jail time, citing Flynn's extensive cooperation in the Russia probe. Flynn's attorneys have asked he get no more than a year of probation. Dave.
Rachel, the former FBI director, James Comey, dismissed Flynn's complaints. The FBI got him to talk without a lawyer present, and Comey urged Republicans to stand up to the president. After being questioned in private by two House committees, Fox's Catherine Herridge asked Comey,
"The FBI's reputation has taken a big hit over the last year. Do you share any of the responsibility for that?"
"No. The FBI's reputation has taken a big hit because the President of the United States, with his acolytes, has lied about it constantly. And in the face of those lies, a whole lot of good people who watch your network believe that nonsense."
But GOP Congressman Daryl Issa calls Comey
an out-of-control, corrupt, and I repeat that, corrupt FBI director.
Now, the president also tweeted illegal immigration cost the U.S. $200 billion a year. He's still pushing Congress for $5 billion for the wall. Democrats say he won't get it. The government could shut down in the standoff. The president also urged the Fed in a tweet not to raise interest rates tomorrow. The ACLU is calling for a high school assistant principal in Clarksburg, West Virginia, to be disciplined after a transgender male student claimed the assistant principal told him in a boy's bathroom, "You freak me out," and urged him to use the urinal to prove he's a boy. This is Fox News.
When you buy a new Ford F-Series truck during our holiday sales event, you're not just buying a truck. You're sending a message to the world that says, "Yeah, I can help." Because now you're the friend with the Ford truck. You'll move coworkers, haul lumber, and build everything from tree houses to serenity sheds. Now you're the one everyone counts on, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Ford F-Series, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
And now for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150. Excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
They were both in their 30s, and they were both fathers. The two Chicago police officers killed yesterday as they ran after a suspect responding to reports of shots fired. They were hit by a commuter train.
There was no stop at that location, so the train was probably going somewhere between 60 and 70 miles an hour.
That is Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
Police investigating the incident here have recovered a weapon, and they have a person of interest in custody. Presumably that person is the one who is being chased on foot by Chicago police officers, the two who were killed by the train.
Larry Yellen with Fox 32 TV in Chicago. In California, there are a bunch of crime scenes and a dead suspect after police say Gustavo Garcia went on a rampage Sunday into Monday, apparently attacking people at random. He killed a man at a convenience store, wounded a farm worker at an orchard, and shot a woman at a motel. He carjacked other victims, robbed another store, and then died in a high-speed chase on a highway in Porterville after getting into a gun battle with police. Garcia drove intentionally into other cars and was killed when he went flying from his stolen truck. A dad in Missouri is in jail charged with domestic assault in what initially looked yesterday like a murder case.
Just minutes after a Missouri father allegedly confessed to drowning his six-month-old baby girl, Greenwood police rushed to the pond and found her floating face up, amazingly still alive. The police chief told the Kansas City Star the baby looked like a porcelain doll and appeared to be in shock. It took CPR to get her breathing again and the police chief's shirt to help warm her. She's doing well now at a local hospital. 28-year-old Jonathan Zicarelli allegedly told police he was stressed by the holidays and decided to drown his daughter to make things easier for his wife. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there could be a rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. Stock futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Attorneys for accused killer Brent Christensen called for an emergency hearing Monday to suppress evidence found when the FBI searched his cell Friday. He's accused of killing UI scholar Yingying Zhang. WCIA's Emily Braun describes Christensen as smirking, as agents detailed the night they found him. Macoupin County authorities have found a missing 11-year-old autistic boy. Isaiah Young disappeared early Monday evening from his home in Wilsonville. Authorities reportedly used a helicopter to help in the search. When the Champaign Teachers Union was negotiating contracts with the school district, the obvious issue was class size. The student-to-teacher ratio is one of the most significant factors in classroom success, and reducing class size leads to better outcomes. Experts said it doesn't just help with test scores, and teachers are a big part of it. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
There are lots of ads out there for cheap install-it-yourself home security systems, but they may leave you more frustrated than protected. I'm Allie, co-founder of Alarm.com. With Alarm.com Systems, a local licensed security expert will professionally design a system to meet your needs. That same team professionally installs your system so it's working on day one. And all Alarm.com systems are professionally monitored 24/7 so you're always protected. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the experts. Visit Alarm.com/smart today. That's Alarm.com/smart.
Here's another furnace fact from ABC Heating and Air. When the holidays come to a close, lots of people store their decorations near their furnace.
That's a no-no.
Never store things around your furnace. This is a bad idea for several reasons. If you need to get to your furnace in an emergency quickly, you have no quick route to access it. And if you have a gas unit that uses a burner, you could have a potential fire hazard on your hands. Hashtag furnace facts from ABC Heating and Air Servicing, all makes and models in Central Illinois. Call 352-5400 to schedule an appointment today.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine. Today's high 47 and 29 our low this evening. Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high near 50, down to around 40 Wednesday night. More clouds and then a chance of precipitation for Thursday. High 47 expected. Back to partly cloudy on Friday with a high 37 and up to 40 on Saturday with sunshine. Right now the temperature's at 28. ESPN 93.5.
Well, we do have Christmas a week from today, and I understand that it does bring some anxiety. It even brings some depression triggered around now, called the holiday blues. And it is a real deal. And there are a lot of people that feel this. And I'm so sorry they do, but it's something we should probably discuss. The holiday blues, feelings of loneliness, loss, or isolation, psychologists say can heighten during this time of year, affect people with or without mental health disorders. It can be brought on by grief or illness, spurred by the loss of a job or the end of a relationship, compounded by the stress and pressure of the holidays. Holidays are a great example of expectations exceeding reality for most people, says Ken Duckworth, medical director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I encourage people to reduce their media dose if they're sensitive to this idea of mismatch between reality and fantasy. Neuropsychologist, she specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of behavioral and neurological issues, is Dr. Michelle Bankson. How are you?
I'm wonderful this morning. How are you?
Well, I'm very, very good. I do understand that this can be quite an issue for a lot of people during this time of year for a variety of reasons. How would you suggest dealing with it?
You know, there's a couple different ways, but one of the most important things is making sure that you're attending to good self-care, because this is the time of year where we tend to let our diet go, we let go of the exercise so that we can make it to the Christmas party, we get in late so we don't sleep well. We really need to get back to good self-care, maintaining that good regular bedtime, eating a balanced diet, and maintaining regular physical exercise. All those things can help buoy our mood. They may not take away the depression, but they will help lessen it.
I'm kind of a guy that likes happy, but isn't that difficult for some people for a variety of reasons to just turn on happy?
it's very difficult, especially at this time of year. And there's multiple reasons. You know, this time of the year is when people often experience seasonal affective disorder, especially in those northern states where they're not seeing a whole lot of sunshine. So even if their general personality is to be happy, sometimes they can find themselves experiencing the blues. But this is also the time of year where, you know, when people have lost friends or loved ones over the course of the past year, it can be really difficult during the holidays because that's when they're missing them the most. It's also the time of year when we have the most expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that can contribute to depression when we find that our expectations go unmet. But, you know, it's really difficult for other people to meet our expectations that they're not even aware of.
Mm. If we have a gathering coming up and we're dreading it, how do we approach that? What would you suggest?
Well, the first thing I would ask is, do you really need to go? And sometimes you don't have a choice. But you can give yourself, extend yourself a little grace and decide, you know what, if I have to go to this, then I'm going to give myself a time limit. Say, you know, I'll go for an hour. And then once that hour is up, it's perfectly acceptable to excuse yourself and say, you know, I've got other plans or, you know, I've got a deadline tomorrow I need to meet. Excuse yourself. The other thing is you might choose to go with somebody. Sometimes when we're dreading an event, if we go with someone, it seems a whole lot more bearable.
Yeah.
My parents passed away years ago, but when our family gets together, I'm always unsure whether I should bring up some memories of them or our, you know, grandparents who have passed away and, you know, try to share some joyful memories, or should we just pass and not bring it up at all?
No, actually, I think the best thing you can do is to bring them up. Here's what's happened. When someone loses a loved one, and other people are afraid to bring it up because they, you know, they don't want to make them down about it. Those people are already thinking about the loved ones that they miss anyway. So when we bring it up, it gives them permission to talk about it and to remember the good times. You know, one of the things that I recommend is you might even take those little 2x2 picture frames that you can get real cheap at the stores and put in some pictures of those loved ones that aren't with us and hang those pictures on the tree so we have a way of incorporating them into our holiday and recognizing that they were an important part of our life that aren't there anymore.
Love that idea.
Loves and hugs and no politics, right?
Absolutely. Politics during the holidays is a surefire way to make somebody depressed.
Yeah. And you probably can't even play bridge anymore. Don't they have trumps? You probably can't even do that.
That's right.
Or euchre.
Be careful of some of those Christmas carols, you know.
Yeah. Michelle, how do people link up with you? How do they find you?
They can find me at drmichelleb.com or on Facebook at Dr. Michelle Bankston.
Hey, listen, great Christmas, New Year, holiday season for you. Thank you for sharing. We hope we help somebody.
It's my pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. 813, Dr. Michelle Bankston. Pronounced B-A-N-K-S-O-N, but spelled B-E-N-G-T-S-O-N. Michelle B, I think, would be the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Michelle B. ESPN 93.5 at 8:13.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret.
Here you go, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Northwestern with a win yesterday in the AP Top 25 poll. We've got seven Big Ten teams in the Top 25. Michigan at 4 and Michigan State at number 10. So two of those seven in the Top 10. Kansas, the new number 1. Then Duke at number 2. Tennessee at number 3. Gonzaga has bumped down to 8. So we've got Missouri, and I was poking around on Mark Smith. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have. I know he was Mr. Basketball and all that. We've got this bragging rights game coming up Saturday night in Missouri. They are not bringing up anything about, you know, why
he left here.
Right.
And usually you have to sit out a year.
Right.
He got excused to play immediately because he claimed a hostile environment.
Right.
I have to read more about this because I don't get it. Hostile environment from Brad Underwood?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, doesn't that kind of pave the way for every player at Illinois that wants to leave? They'll just say hostile environment. They already excused it once. I don't get it.
Well, and they spoke with the mother in this article from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and she said, that's all I want to say about that. And, you know, like it wasn't a good fit something.
That's fine, but when you set a precedent and say that Illinois has a hostile environment, what in the world does that do to our recruiting? And the NCAA agreed. That's what I mean, listen, we're softer than we used to be.
Right.
But again, for the NCAA to do whatever they did and to say that Mark Smith can play immediately seems to be a precedent-setting move there. I'm going to have to read a little more on that one because that is, I would defend that more if in fact it wasn't true. That's for darn sure, and I haven't heard much about it at all except that he's going to play against us Saturday night.
College football bowl action in the Boca Raton Bowl as UAB and NIU tonight. Last night in NFL action, the Saints went over Carolina 12-9. Way to go, Stevie.
Yeah, big game. It was ugly.
Kind of ugly, but they got it done.
They won the game.
Notre Dame's Brian Kelly, coach of the year for the second time. And we had Oklahoma City beating the Bulls 121-96. Pacers in action tonight against Cleveland.
New Orleans Saints have two more home games. If they win one of them, they'll be at home for the playoffs till the Super Bowl, but that's played in Atlanta. So hopefully the Saints have four home games coming up. They're going to be hard to beat in the Dome. Hopefully we're Saints fans. So, and I know the Bears could travel to New Orleans.
Right.
That could happen.
Well, they're in San Francisco on Sunday.
Bears are good. Here we go with your weather.
High 46, low 29, up to near 50 tomorrow. Partly cloudy again, down to around 40. A chance of rain comes our way Thursday with a high 46, low 33. Back into partly cloudy conditions Friday and Saturday, but only up to 38. Right now the temperature is at 28. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. It's everybody kind of on pins and needles about the market. We'll see how they're going to open here in 10 minutes. Hopefully a bounce. I think they're ahead. Futures are ahead. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, there's encouraging news on the housing market. The number of groundbreakings for new homes rose 3.2% in November from October. Though single-family home building declined, apartment construction picked up. Extreme weather had an impact on home construction. Home building increased more than 15% in the South following hurricanes Florence and Michael. Construction declined more than 14% in the West, possibly because of California's wildfires. Wall Street is looking at better-than-expected earnings from some major companies. Software company Oracle, truck and bus maker Navistar, and Darden Restaurants, the parent company of Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse. The Federal Reserve meets today and tomorrow. It's likely the panel will raise interest rates tomorrow and will have comments on the economy. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5 822, Carol Meinhart, Remax Choice, the Selling Homes 24/7 team. Carol, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm fine. Sunglass girl, what's that about?
Well, that's funny. We were doing pictures one time, and the photographer, we were just joking around. The photographer goes, oh, no, leave it on there. And we did it, and it just kind of, I mean, we started advertising it, and Sunglass Girls, and it just kind of caught on.
Fun. Well, you had a wonderful party. Thank you for having me at your beautiful Remax Choice Christmas party. That was delicious. Great eats. That was very nice.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering when you're having lunch, I'll be over today. That'd be awesome. Carol Meinhart, she's been selling homes. You've been in the business a while. I mean, how's it going now? What's the market looking like right now?
Well, the market's still good. I mean, there's some people that believe that the winter months people don't sell houses, but that's not true. People sell houses year-round, especially in our little market here that, you know, we're kind of insulated with the university and stuff. So,
right. Because you have that built-in mass that comes in and out of town all the time. Looking for places to live. But again, people say, gosh, you know, I don't know who, everybody tells me March. But you're telling me I can sell it in December. I can sell it now.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. There's less on the market. You have less competition, but there's still buyers.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean.
Does it matter if it's sunny or cloudy? Isn't it better when it's sunny?
Well, No, I mean, the house might look better.
Yeah, right. Well, some cases, the house probably, you want to show it at night in some cases. What about when you come in? I used to put cinnamon on the stove and make the house nice and warm. Isn't that a good way to make it warm and inviting when they come in?
Yeah, if people smell like, you know, if they have a familiar smell that they like, you know, some people bake bread, some people bake cookies.
Oh, boy.
Cinnamon is good, but, yeah. You know, nothing like fragrancy or something, you know. You know, like air fresheners or stuff, because there's some people that are allergic to those. So
Carol Meinhardt, she sells homes. She finds you your dream house. What's the best way to find somebody I can trust to do this for me?
Well, I'd sit down and talk to them, actually. You know, we do, we have a lot of people that research online, and we have some great testimonials online from past clients and stuff, which that's a great way too, especially if you're new to the area. But then just have a conversation with them. You know, I'm one of those people that you can tell right away that the person is honest and trustworthy. And, you know, I'm a pretty straightforward speaker, you know.
You're not afraid to say, we gotta get that chartreuse off the wall. You're not afraid to say that. Okay.
Right.
All right. Carol Meinhardt, how do people find you? How do they connect with you?
Well, my phone number is 217-840-3328. Or my email is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, at sellinghomes24-7.com.
Hey, nice chatting. Great Christmas and New Year to you. I hope it's a wonderful 2019 for you, Carol.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol Meinhardt. She's a realtor, Remax Choice, ESPN 93.5. All right. News coming up. I do have the Cardinal calendar window, and we want to give some more away.
Okay.
How are we doing on there back there? I think we're...
I mean... Good.
Okay, can we
I'm thinking of my own stash that I need to get.
Nope. Too late, Diane.
Exactly.
Should have asked.
I hate to see all these flying out. I'm like, wait.
Diane's trying to...
I feel like we should do something with the Christmas carols. I don't know whether it's like a name that tune or tell us, you know, the least favorite carol, because sometimes that can be fun. And then maybe people can win if they chime in.
All right, if you call and say your favorite carol or your least favorite carol, that's all it'll take. 359-2255. I'll give you a Cardinal calendar. Your favorite carol, your least favorite carol, either one or both. And if you'll call us at 359-2255, we'll do this one on the phone.
That's right. We can get a little interactive about how you feel about the songs of the season.
And we will give you a Cardinal calendar for your effort. If you are looking to get one for you or somebody special, even if you're a Cub fan and you're that magnanimous and larger than life because you love that person so darn much, the fancy schmancy Cardinal calendars are $20 each, available at cardinals.com, but here for free. But you must call and tell me your favorite or your least favorite carol or Christmas song. 359-2255. You can call in to get a Cardinal calendar for your least or your favorite Christmas carol. Stand by.
Have you thought about what you're doing for New Year's?
What are you doing, New Year's?
Bring in 2019 with class and style. Visit stayattheeye.com. Click on Hula Hands. Make your dinner reservation at Open Table. And then take it up a notch. Have an overnight at the Eye Hotel, just south of the State Farm Center. Bring that special someone to Hula Hands for dinner and then overnight at the Eye Hotel. Wake up to a wonderful breakfast on the first day of the year. Make plans now. Stayattheeye.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drive Champaign. Campaign.com. Tom, Cardinal fan, I presume.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, favorite Christmas song?
Oh, Holy Night.
Ooh, that's a good one. You have a Cardinal calendar waiting for you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, that's a great Christmas present.
You betcha. You'll enjoy these glossies. They're beautiful.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you. Are you there, Charles? How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good.
Okay. You have a favorite song?
Yeah, Jingle Bell Rock.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right. I might get a clip of that guy. Jingle Bell Rock, we will get that Cardinal calendar waiting for you, Charles, here at the radio. Congratulations. Way to go.
Thank you, sir. Happy holidays.
You as well. Charles and Tom, you can get yourself a Cardinal calendar, 359-2255. Favorite or least favorite song, 830.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump tweeting good luck as his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn gets ready to learn his sentence for lying to the FBI in a Russia probe.
There was another document released late last night with a ton of redactions, but it shows that FBI agents were helping Flynn fill in a lot of blanks about conversations that he was having with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak, because the FBI was monitoring Flynn's communications, and they suggest that Flynn knew his communications were being monitored.
Fox's Peter Ducey on Wall Street. The Dow opening up triple digits and Britain ramping up preparations for a no-deal exit from the EU, according to the Prime Minister's office. But despite that warning,
there's still big divisions around that cabinet table about whether there should be a second referendum, whether Brexit should be delayed, or whether we should really start preparing for a no-deal.
Sky News' Beth Rigby. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Bryant Marshall of Danville was arraigned Monday in Vermilion County on four counts each of attempted first-degree murder and aggravated battery with a firearm after shooting his girlfriend in the head on Saturday night over suspicions of infidelity. Marshall is due back in court on January 4th. 43-year-old Dennis West is facing child pornography charges after Atwood police obtained and executed a search warrant for his home on Monday night. He was released from the Piatt County Jail after posting bond. A retired Decatur police officer diagnosed with kidney failure is getting a second chance thanks to a complete stranger. Former cop Tom Butt's kidneys were shutting down, but he learned last week that an unexpected donor was tested and turned out to be a match. Kathy Burkham, who has lost two children, will give Tom the gift of life. You're up to date.
On everyone's holiday.
All right, it's Heath. Are you there?
Yep.
You win a Cardinal calendar. What is the favorite song for you?
The Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
You got it, buddy. Enjoy your Cardinal calendar.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nat King Cole. Well, it's real music.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Come on, Nat. Come on in, KC.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Favorite or least favorite song, 359-2255 for a Cardinal calendar.
Being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
I could have sang that in a lounge.
Everybody knows.
Bring it home.
A turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes.
Good stuff. Okay, back to the phones in a moment.
Congratulations to the entire Illini volleyball team and coaching staff from Champaign Outdoors. Show your CU pride by shopping local this holiday season. Visit ChampaignOutdoors.com for information on deals and more. Let's go Illini!
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation as they raise money for the new Martin Center, an innovative community center to be built in North Champaign at Ties and Titties, January 10th at 5 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. Tickets are $50. Include heavy hors d'oeuvres from Biagi's, V Picasso, Baxter's, Dish Passionate Cuisine, CNC's Kitchen, and Sugar by Sarah. Enjoy live music, a wine pool, cash bar, and fun raffle opportunities. Buy your tickets at champagneparks.com. Break out your ties and cocktail dresses. Then mix it all up with your best pair of sneakers. More at Champaign. Parks.com.
Yo, Gary, how are you?
Hey, Stevie, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing? What do you think of the Paul Goldschmidt trade?
Congratulations. We're happy to beat a good Cardinals team versus an average one.
In fact, he said, "I don't need a Cardinals calendar." But
no, I'm putting. I'm going to put a banner across the top and say Cubs, even though it's all red. They pretend that there you go. It's better to beat a good Cardinal team than a bad. I get it.
There you go.
That's good stuff. And what about your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, no question, Kathy Mattea. Mary, Did You Know? It's very reverent, amazing song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll take your Kathy Mattea and raise you a Clay Aitken, because that's what I got.
Okay,
Clay
there
Aitken,
you go.
Clay Aitken. Anyway, enjoy your no calendar, Gary.
All right, I appreciate it, Stevie. You have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas to you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you
new? Yeah, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like American Idol or something?
I think so, that's right.
First season or something.
Yeah, it's Ruben Studdard.
Ruben won.
Yes. Yeah. It was real close.
All right. And then we have somebody that doesn't like Grandma? Let's see.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Elmo and Patsy.
How is that such a hit?
I don't know. It's just kind of one of those novelty songs.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Fine. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, we don't. Yeah, that's a different version. I don't want that one. That's even okay. That's even worse.
Well, I heard some people talking that Grandma got run over by a reindeer and Christmas shoes were the worst or least favorite Christmas carol.
I like Christmas shoes. What's wrong with that?
I know. And see, when I brought it up to my family, Anna didn't even know what it was about.
It's kind of a sad one.
The dying mother,
right?
and she needed some new shoes.
Well, I think it was touching and
essentially
stuff.
Essentially her coffin.
Isn't it kind of touching?
Right.
Okay, Mark, we have your calendar. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry to put you through that, though. It's the least favorite. We're playing it for him.
There you go. I know you'll love it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's amazing. It's played every year.
I know. I wonder when it first came out.
Dumbest ever.
It is.
359-2255, favorite or least favorite for a Cardinal calendar. 8:37.
At Scotty's Brewhouse, you'll enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, and ice-cold beer while watching your favorite sporting events. Join Scotty's Brewhouse for their all-day, everyday drink specials. Choose from $3 domestic or $4 craft beer pints, $5 margaritas, or try one of their new $5 crusher cocktails. Make Scotty's Brewhouse your game day destination and enjoy these great specials available all day, every day. Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street, Champaign's craft beer sports bar.
Join All-American linebacker and Big Ten Network analyst Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Jeremy and Jay will talk Illinois and Big Ten football all season long each Monday morning. He's Illini true orange and blue. Jay Layman each Monday on ESPN 93.5, powered by Storage 309, First Mid Bank, Dogtown Heating and Air, and Farmers Insurance Dennis Starkey. Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
Somebody like this one.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
I think Oh Holy Night, that's my wife's favorite. That's my favorite.
Christmas tree.
Love that one. A lot of versions of that. Okay. How are you, Karen?
I'm great, thank you.
Are you a Cardinal fan?
I am.
Your favorite song?
Away in a Manger.
All right, I got you. You enjoy your calendar.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You know who sings it? Let's see if you can recognize your voice.
Away in a manger,
Josh has a picture of her on his wall. Martina McBride.
Martina McBride. Laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on.
Now, there's some great Christmas albums out there with all kinds of talented folks. 359-2255, one more round. We'll be right back. Favorite or worst, or least favorite Christmas song, standby.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands, Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, I called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing good, Stevie. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Got a nice, shiny, brand-new Cardinal calendar for you. What's your favorite?
David Bowie and Bing Crosby, little drummer boy.
No kidding.
Love it.
Got to dust that one off. Larry, you enjoy this, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie.
ESPN 93.5.
A newborn king to see.
David Bowie and Bing Crosby? Really?
Our finest gifts we bring.
David Bowie looks about 17.
Peace on earth. Can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Ashley, what about you? What do you got? Oh, first day. Ashley, how are you?
There you are, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
What do you like?
I love O Come All Ye Faithful.
Sounds good. Now, we are taking least favorite also, in case we want to bring that up.
Well, but how could you ever not love O Come All Ye Faithful? Are you a Cardinal fan?
A huge Cardinal fan, yes.
Yeah, okay, so the Paul Goldschmidt worked for you?
We'll take him at first base, I guess.
You bet we will. I wonder if they'll do anything else. Hey, you enjoy. Have a great Christmas, New Year. A little Pentatonix, a little O Come All Ye Faithful
for
you. Okay. Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks, Stevie J.
Pentatonix. Come on, man.
That bass sounds awesome.
Come on, man. How do you do this?
I don't know.
For favorite and least favorite Christmas songs for the Cardinal calendars.
I love it.
Enjoy.
This year for Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky nudies pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, Nudie's pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. Nudie's is so seductive, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com today. That's Pajamagram.com.
It's Happy Honda Days with your favorite Care Bears. Me, Grumpy Bear.
And me, Chair Bear.
Remember how happy you were getting us as a kid?
Happy.
Get that feeling again with the Honda CR-V. It comes with a standard rearview camera.
Hooray!
Plus available Honda Sensing.
Yay!
Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days from KBB.com's best value brand for 2018. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda CR-V. Visit your local Honda dealer today.
For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com, valid on CR-V, LX only. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, it's the $6 Million Man. Remember getting me as a kid? Feel that way again with the Honda Accord during Happy Honda Days. It comes standard with Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assist features. Race you there. Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere. Or here.
Or here!
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Well, I haven't talked about some of the Illini news, like Janet Reifield with the Illini women's soccer team signing Summer Garrison. So that sounds really cool to have some new players coming in the class of 2019. Illinois second baseman Michael Massey was named the Collegiate Baseball Newspaper preseason All-American third team as the announcement was made this week. As we think about baseball also, we had Northwestern over Chicago State yesterday, 88-46 in Big Ten basketball. When it comes to the top 25, we've got two teams in the top 10 that are in the Big Ten. Michigan's at number 4 and Michigan State at number 10. And then 5 in 15 through 25. So we've got some contenders this year, that's for sure. Illinois, Missouri comes up on Saturday as the bracket rises.
Seven Big Ten teams in the top 25.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That could be 14 of our 20 games.
And Oklahoma City beat the Bulls. The Bulls continue to lose. 121-96 was the final. Cleveland at Indiana tonight. Also trending in Pacers front office. Kelly Krauchkoff was hired. She's the first woman to get this GM responsibility. Right. NHL action tonight. St. Louis at Edmonton. Nashville is at you.